Yeah, we're back, and we have Kay and David Scott, who are the co-authors of The Complete Guide to National Park Lodges, and I believe David is on the phone with us, and thank you for joining us today, David. Good morning.
Roy. Yeah, this is David.
Good book. Probably one of the best that I've read, and interestingly enough, if I can find my notes here, we got a couple of emails. Now, as you know, we put your information, the information that, of course, that you're going to be on the show
right.
goes up on our program schedule, and whether these people had the book or bought the book when they saw it up there, but I there's a couple that are kind of interesting here. It says, let me just get this one here. The picture, he sent a picture. The picture of Mount Rainier is from our first day at the Paradise Inn. We got to our room on the fourth floor, the top floor, and almost as far as possible from the famed lobby, and found this view. And it says you can tell by the shot where it is. And he said, that was the only contradicting thing I found in the book, that there actually was a room at the Paradise Inn where you could get a shot of the mountain. So that was, I thought, kind of interesting. And the other one...
That's true. I should mention that we talked to the managers about that, and most of the time, because they don't want people to request a particular room,
right.
They'd just as soon prefer that we not include some of the items like that. But there are not many rooms that do provide any kind of view of Mount Rainier.
In fact, this might have been the only one.
It could well have been.
Right.
You know, another thing I might mention is most of the time we've been up there, the weather's been so bad you couldn't see the mountain inside
anyway.
Or outside the hotel.
Here's another one. It says that I agree that it has great detail, and maybe the special guide that handicapped folks need. Because as I've gone through the book, you do bring up... there's a lot of information there on wheelchair-accessible lodges, and, of course, we're seeing more and more and more of that, and even trails to these days, and that's wonderful.
Well, good, and that actually was Kay's idea. We didn't have that in the first two editions, and she had the idea to include that. She thought it was important, and I agree with you, and I agree with the reader, and... We included that in the last edition of the books, last two editions, I guess it was.
Hey, David, let's talk about the book. First of all, I love the sketches. In most publications, there are photos. I think the sketches really make it, you know, so much different, and it gives it a really great feeling. Tell us how you got started with all of this, and give us some of your takes on the book.
Sure.
This, of course, is what, the fifth edition, isn't it?
It is the fifth. It's the fifth edition that just came out, and first, let me mention the sketches before I forget it. The publisher initially wanted to use photos.
Like the one on the cover, which is really nice.
That's true. But our thinking on that was that the photos would be so uneven in terms of quality that we would be much better off if a professional artist provided sketches from photos that we took. And that's what, in fact, the publisher did from the first edition to the current edition.
Well, from my opinion, it was a great choice, and it really makes a difference. I just opened it here to South Dakota, and I'm looking at the Cedar Pass Lodge with this cute little fun with two little chairs. And
right.
You know, that makes it for me. You know,
I think it added a lot, and they tried to use the same artist. In fact, we have talked to them about having a different artist do some newer sketches, and they don't want to do that because they want the sketches to be consistent throughout the book. So we've been pleased with that. I'll mention a little bit about how we got started, and then you might want to talk with Kay. But we bought a Volkswagen bus several months before we actually got married, and that was many years ago. And I had asked Kay if she would like to go camping, and she said no. no tens for me. She said, let me take you to school and I'll show you what a lady owns, and that's the least I'll ever accept. So we ended up buying a Volkswagen camper.
Right.
And we took many trips in that, and we write a couple of guides to the different national park areas. But this idea about the lodges came up when we were on the Today Show about 10 years ago, and they put us up in the Lake Yellowstone Hotel, and they did a show from Yellowstone National Park. So we did the book in the year following that trip and that appearance on the Today Show, and we revise it every couple of years now.
Well, it's really well done, and I like all the little tips in the corners of the page. And so now, first of all, let's just tell people how they can get a copy of this book.
Sure. Let me tell Kay where the copies are available.
Hi.
Hi, Kay. Good morning. Thank
good
you for
morning.
Joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's wonderful. I was just commenting on how I love the sketches and how it really makes a difference rather than photos. And I read a couple of emails. I don't know if you have us up online or not, but you know, the show actually streams live worldwide. But in any event, it's a wonderful book. But I hear that you had some reluctance of going camping when you first started this out.
I can't imagine
that.
I had been a Girl Scout in my much younger days and had the experience in the tent and the bugs and so forth and the weather, and I thought, nah, I'm too old for this. So the Volkswagen camper was the perfect compromise.
Well, let's do this. First of all, let's tell people where they can get where they can buy a copy of the book.
Several bookstores carry them, and then if they either don't carry it or they've sold out, Amazon has copies. Or they can order it directly from the publisher if they want to. There's an 800 number. I don't know if you want me to give it to you.
Well, you know, I have it right here.
Okay.
And it's on the inside cover. 800-962-0973, extension 4551. Is that correct?
Right.
Or email premiums at globe...
it's Pequot.
Pequot.
.com.
My eyes aren't as good as they used to be.
Well,
and they can get them there. Now, first of all, tell the people, if you will, our listeners, a little bit about using the book and what it's all about.
All right. We have discovered that a lot of people that go to national parks assume that the lodges are very much like a basic hotel. And a few of them are, but most of them are not. Several of them don't even have bathrooms in the room. You could get bathrooms down the hall. And it's something that you definitely want to know about before you arrive.
That's for sure.
Only about two or three of the lodges have swimming pools. Most do not. They do not have spas. Some are very rustic. Others are very elegant. So we wanted people to know exactly what they were going to get when they get there. Or, like in Yellowstone, I mean, they have so many choices that we wanted them to know what was, you know, the different choices, what facilities were at each one.
Exactly.
That sort of thing.
And you've done it very well. So you went state by state where there are national parks, I guess, and just took it from there.
Exactly. Many national parks do not have any facilities on... within the boundaries of the park.
Right.
So we have collected all of them that actually sit on national park property.
And what's also really important is that you show those that are wheelchair accessible.
Right.
And I'm looking at one here in Wyoming, in fact, the Old Faithful Lodge cabins, and you're saying that one double-size Frontier cabin... number 228. I mean, you're even giving the room numbers, which makes it a lot easier.
Well,
it has a ramp access and a bathroom with a wide doorway, roll-down shower, grab bars, and you know, so on and so forth. And it says that one budget cabin has ramp access. Well, you know, if I was a person that needed that information, I can pick, you know, I can pick up the phone and call and say, listen, I want 228.
Right. So, right. And most of the reservation people know which cabins
they are anyway. Yeah, of course.
One nice thing, and I think the reason we put the number in for that one is a lot of people want that cabin, whether they're handicapped, you know, need the handicap facilities or not, because it is a double cabin for a single cabin price.
Yeah.
So that's a good deal.
Yeah, that is a good deal.
Right.
Now, how did you go about selecting which cabins in which? I haven't had a chance to cover each and every one of these, but, I mean, surely on some of them where they have lots of them, you couldn't cover them all, or did you, in fact?
We actually have covered almost all of them. Now, we haven't stayed in every cabin,
right,
but we've stayed at almost every single facility at every park. There are a few that we have not gotten to yet. There's one in Lake Superior on Royal Isle.
Right.
We have not made that trip out there yet on the boat. It takes like 5 hours like that. They've got a faster boat now, they said, so maybe
it's a little quicker, huh?
Right. But we have walked, like if we stayed in the cabin, say at North Rim, we've walked around the location of all of them to kind of find out which locations would be better, because in the type of cabins they have, most of them are identical.
Right.
So we've specifically, you know, described the different types. And so we have walked the territory and looked at them, and if we had recommend one or another, we've been there and we've seen it, and that's why we recommend it.
Well, you've done a great job. I love the sketches. The name of the book is The Complete Guide to the National Park Lodges by David and David Scott and Kay Scott, and this is their fifth edition, and we highly recommend it. At some point, we'll have it up on our website with a link to theirs. We thank you both for chatting with us today. We've got to go to break, and bye for now.
Thank you so much.
It's
bye.
A pleasure. Bye.